Laguna Beach, Season 2, 218, Tears for Fears.
How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong.
I'm missing it, rolling up inside the cocktail.
Hello and welcome to the home stretch when we talk about Laguna Beach. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. My name is Marty.
And I'm Sam.
Like I said, this is the home stretch. We're at the last episode of season two. Time has certainly flown by. The summer has flown by fast.
Yeah, I was about to say, summer's ended. The fall is starting to settle in, getting ready for college. I'm all packed up. My car's, my Zuzu is all, you know, chock full of
did you buy Kristen's
shower
Zuzu?
Caddies. And yeah, I did. It was very cheap. I got all my shower caddies and microwavable mac and cheese that I can handle.
You're going to have to Fred Flintstone that car. That thing's done. That thing's donezo.
Well, good thing we're on top of a hill in Laguna Beach. I can at least coast for a little bit.
Just roll down all the way?
Yeah.
Somewhere,
just the wind,
whatever direction?
The wind coming through the windshield because I lost it.
Already?
Yeah, I don't know. I live in a dangerous neighborhood.
All right. Well, before we get to it, let's jump in. Just a quick reminder again for some Lagoon news. Siesta Key, still coming in July. It hasn't been canceled yet, right?
No, I have not seen anything, and I still don't know of an air date, but hey, all maybe right. It'll just surprise us one day.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for it. I am changing cable subscribers so I can get MTV back. That's how serious we are about this. I'm going to have to pay an extra $15 a month. I'm not happy about it.
I'll give you my login.
Ah, nice. Verizon Fios, if you want to sponsor us. Lines open at Coming Clean Pod.
My Fios, my Verizon internet telephone is ready for use.
Yeah, so any cable sponsors, slide into our DMs at Coming Clean Pod. We'll be happy to service you. Whoa, dirty. Anyway, so yeah, we'll keep an eye out for Siesta Key coming in July. Again, keep those questions coming. If we have guests over, we want to be prepared. We don't want to get caught with our pants down. One, that's probably inappropriate. But two, we want to be as professional as we can whenever our guests come by. So, at comingcleanpod, coming.clean.pod@gmail.com is the way to get us your questions. What are the burning questions you have for the cast of Laguna Beach? Let us know, and we'll try to get them to answer them. Couple more reminders. The Hills podcast coming up after Laguna Beach, so stay tuned for that. We'll have the format announcements, you know, within the coming weeks. You'll find out. And finally, this may be the finale episode of the show, but this is not the finale episode of this podcast. This is only part one of our two-part season finale for the Coming Clean podcast. We're going to talk season three next. And we have a surprise coming up for that. And then we're going to wrap up all of Laguna. So, a busy couple of weeks coming up. We're not done yet. Before we get to it, here's a quick break. Here's a song. Here's Hanson. Enjoy it. Season finale coming right up.
Of the moon's my patch of green.
And welcome back. I just cruised in on my surfboard off that final wave. Marty, are you ready to discuss this episode?
It's bittersweet, but it's our job. It was our God-given mission to do this.
Yeah, you sound pretty exasperated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like goodbyes, man, but we're going to have to say goodbyes. Let's discuss. This episode was all about the goodbyes, because not only are they leaving for college, but this is the end for this whole cast.
Yeah, they'll never be in the same town, possibly most of them, same room together ever again.
Or same show, which is probably why most of them were crying. They're like, why didn't we get cast on The Hills?
Yeah, that extra paycheck. Forget college.
Yeah. All right. So let's go through it really quickly. But again, the episode didn't really resolve too much. I think all the resolving happened last week at Elsie's party. So it was just a lot of goodbyes. Just one last look at the gang. Anything stick out to you here?
A lot of tears. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see that kind of Steven and Kristen are leaving on the same good page.
Yeah, it was a nice callback to last season's finale, that beach scene.
On the beach, yeah. And yeah. Steven not trying to make any weird advances. He did bring up their relationship, but not in the sense of, like, trying to win her back. I think he knows it's done. Yep. And it's good to see how mature that is.
Yeah, and it was weird to me seeing Kristen that emotional about everything. It was out of character.
Yeah, she was saying it was the best year of her life.
Right.
Even though with all the drama that came along, but I think we've turned the corner of who Kristen really is.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I'm going to put in a dumb theory in here, but I think all those tears are all their senior swag disappearing because they're going to be freshmen next year. So they're going to be probably, all Steven-like.
Yeah, probably freaking out.
Yeah, and I was surprised not a lot of Jason on this episode either.
No, I mean, we got him saying goodbye to Talon.
Right. He never said goodbye to anyone else.
No, I mean, Cedric must have left at some point after their final surf. And then, yeah, we got Talon and Jason saying, I love you. And Talon hopping in his Mercedes-Benz to drive to God knows where. I guess he might be probably going to LA too. Like, Jason's going to LA. They're going to all see each other soon.
Yeah, because Talon makes appearances on The Hills, right?
I'm not totally sure, but as we'll get into it eventually, there he did have a relationship with Kristen Stewart at one point, Rod Stewart's daughter. So I'm assuming he made it to LA.
All right. Oh, so not Twilight Kristen Stewart.
No, ex Paris Hilton friend who fell on the runway when she rode that motorcycle.
Wow. Kristen Stewart. All right. You can't. There's no confusion there. I'm trying to think back to the episode if there's anything else that stood out for me. I mean, standard goodbyes. Alex, Em, and Taylor said their goodbyes. Oh, one thing that was funny to me was sort of Alex, Lauren, H. Just the summation of her entire stint in Laguna Beach, the show. Her sort of standing in the periphery of Kristen as she said goodbye to Jessica. And she was just, like, awkwardly standing there, not sure if she should, like, come in for the hug or not.
Just, like, gazing. Maybe threw out something that was very obvious and everybody was thinking it, but she just had to vocalize it.
But, yeah, she was kind of just standing there, and I felt bad. She needed a hug.
Yeah, I mean, too bad they didn't have a fourth friend. Maybe I was there. Go back in time. Yeah, maybe.
I know. Well, I mean, that's pretty much, I want to say that's pretty much it on the episode. There was a nice montage at the end that I would suggest people watch. Just a nice recap of the memories of this cast. I will say, you don't even have to watch the whole season. Right. Well, come on, then watch the whole season. Come on, man.
Just, Just skip to the end. Just watch the final montage.
I will say I got a little emotional with that last little montage, because it has been over 20 weeks that we've been doing this, so there has been an attachment there with the cast, even though it's happened 12 years ago or so.
Yeah, I think my maturity regressed back to high school these past couple weeks.
Yeah, couple.
Several. A handful.
Yeah. Or like 25 weeks. Yeah. Every Tuesday night for the past 25 weeks.
We've been doing this longer than any of Jason's relationships.
That's a great point. Oh, man. But, hey, I mean, they all said goodbye, but there's still some goodbyes missing, because we're still in Laguna, and we gotta say goodbye to our friends, too.
Yeah, our time machine hasn't been fully completed yet.
Yeah, we're gonna need a college degree to figure out how to fix it, so...
So we gotta go to LA. I think there's some stuff in the hills that we gotta find.
Yes. So let's carpool here. I'll jump in your Zuzu. I'll help you push it. Let's just hit up some people, and sort of just say some final words to them, and then we'll surprise them by sort of giving them a glimpse of the future, because we know what happens to them. So, you know, spook them a little bit, but also say our final words. Does that work for you?
I'm all down for it.
All right, we'll do quick drive-by, so just quick goodbyes here for this first set, and then the others, we'll spend some time with them. But first, let's head over to Cedric's house, and I'll knock. I'll say bye to him. Yo, Cedric, man... At first, when we first met you, not gonna lie, thought you were kind of a D-bag. You know, wearing a scarf in California in the summer. It's not a good look, but you know what? I think you're a really nice guy. You're fun-loving. You like your pranks. And I think you got a bright future ahead of you. I'm gonna say... somewhere in real estate. I think you're going to be a good business guy, but I think you're going to be selling some luxury properties, and people can follow you at Cedric Channels on Twitter and Instagram. What's Twitter and Instagram? Well, you're going to have to find out, and I'm going to have to invent it so I win those millions. All right, go. Whose house are we going to next?
Well, as we're cruising down the hill, we drive by... Jeff, who's out on his front lawn.
Just there. And,
yeah, because we're kind of zooming by at like 3 miles per hour, so I'm going to have to say this quick out the window.
All right.
Hey, Jeff. Don't scare me with that gorilla costume. You were really nice. I'm glad you and Jessica kind of figured things out, and you're pretty good at surfing. Like, I saw you that one time at the beach. All right, later, man. Keep it up. And I know you have an Instagram in the future, but I don't remember your handle. So that's all I could find out about you. Good luck.
Oh, secretive guy over there, Jeff. But people can find him on Instagram by searching for CROYLE21. That's CROYLE21. Say hi to him on the Instagram. All right, who's next? I'll take this one.
Yeah, so apparently everybody lives in the same neighborhood. So as we're cruising by, we kind of hit a flat point of land. And look who came to help us a little bit. It's Emily.
Oh, sup, Emily. Hey, you know, we're sorry that Jessica sort of ruined the entire season for you. We didn't really get to see much of you. You should have hung out with us more. I know you're afraid that Jessica's just going to ruin another night for you, but you know what? You're a super nice lady, and, you know, all the best for you in the future. And I hope that in the future, people follow you at Emily Adler on Facebook, or not Facebook, on Instagram and Twitter. And as far as your future goes, did you find anything on her?
Yeah, Yeah, I looked at my crystal ball, aka my time machine, because we came from the future, but you don't need to know that now. And you're really, from your webpage, you're a full-time mom and a part-time designer and an interior design student. Ooh. And you always, it seems like you love a glass of rosé or a cheese plate. But who doesn't, right?
Good point. Are you just reading off her website?
Well, I'm selling it for everybody who she's selling it to me, so...
All right.
You're very persuasive. So go check out emilyadler.com.
All right. Tell her the Coming Clean podcast sent you. All right. Who's next on the list? Oh, I see her. I see her walking up. Ugh, I'm still bitter. You can go talk to her.
Oh, hey, Jen. Haven't seen you since we went on that one date.
Thanks for returning my call.
Not.
Yeah. I don't have much to say to you.
We'll see more of you.
Good luck. I'll probably see you in LA. So, keep on keeping on. But it seems like, you are still living in LA. You got married to this guy named Taylor. And, you're still friends, with Heidi and Spencer. And you work in the healthcare field. Pretty sweet.
You can go follow her at Jennifer Bunny on the Instagram. That's Bunny with an E. All right, who's next on the list?
Very interesting.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we almost crashed our car because we're still cruising along, but it's Morgan S, and she's come to help us put our bumper back on.
How much did you wreck this car? I didn't even feel it. The power of Isuzu, just keeping everyone safe. Hashtag not a sponsor. All right, so
yeah, I'll leave you guys be for a second.
All right, hey Morgan S, I hope you like what I wrote on your yearbook. It really came from the heart, and you know, we had a good time this year. Again, I hope we saw more of you on the TV, but I don't know why. You know, hate is gonna hate, and they were just blocking your star from being the shining star that you deserve to be on the show. But I think you're going to do well for yourself, too. Again, I think you got some business acumen in your future. And, you know, I think you'll be fine. And you might end up running your own company. And I do hope people follow you at Morgan Suders. That's Souders on Instagram. And, you know, say hello to you for me. And I'll see you later. And hopefully talk to you soon. All right, you got your bumper settled in?
Yep, we glued it back on.
All right, let's do this. Where to next?
We're heading to El Pomodoro Pasta.
Oh, all right, quick break to power carb load.
Yeah, I mean, all this energy we're expelling, pushing this car.
Oh, I think I see who's next. See that big guy with her?
It's yeah, who is that?
It's that dude with her prom date. I think it's Casey.
Oh, hey, Casey. How's it going? We had a great time. I love those quesadillas. Keep it up in the future. But turns out, in the future, you've dropped those quesadillas to start making cupcakes. You're featured on the competition series Cupcake Wars in 2007 and ended up opening a bunch of your own cupcake places.
All right, so cupcakes in her future. I'm hungry already. All right, what do you hope?
I was gonna say, I hope Pomodoro has cupcakes.
Oh, well, they will if they're smart and talk to Casey. But let's head on over and say our farewells to sort of the main gang, I would say. Let's start off with Talon. You know, he's right there in his Mercedes, and we should say our goodbyes to him. So, Talon, I don't know, man. I'm still not sure about you. that's all I gotta say. I'm sure you're a nice guy, but you were on and off. You're my shady meter on you was just. It was just high and low, so...
Yeah. As Katy Perry would say, you are hot and cold, and yes and no.
Oh, that song might have been out by then.
Well, so it's he would it's, know what it was it playing. It was playing in the Isuzu.
All right, we'll give him a big dose of the future, Sam. What's going on with Talon?
Well, Talon, as I mentioned earlier, were in some gossip headlines for his relationship with Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter, and
so Nicole, not Kristen Stewart.
Kimberly Stewart. Yeah, my bad. Retracted. And Nicole Scherzinger. Ooh. He eventually settled down, Thailand, not to this one person, and he ended up moving back to LA where he works in marketing with a focus on social media. So, and they recently, in April 2017, on his Instagram, he uploaded a picture of his baby. He's having expecting another baby in October 2017. Look at that.
So many babies. And they can follow Talon on Instagram at Talon Torriero. All right. I think we should talk to Jessica next because she's living next door. So what do you got? What are your final words for Jessica here?
Jessica, you're such a good friend, a great addition to the friend group. I'm glad you finally broke up with Jason because you were bumming everybody out. But near the end of this year, you really picked it up, started to have a great time. Glad you got with Jeff. He's our boy. He helped us earlier. Well, good luck to you. But you seem like in the future you end up kind of falling out of the limelight, didn't really want to pursue a career in film, and you had a stay-at-home mom and have four children, so I'm glad you're happy.
All right, and let's do a sidebar here. Let's give our final takes now that we're sort of getting into the midst of the more crucial characters here. Final take on Jessica.
Jessica, a very conflicted soul. She really loved Jason a lot, and it seems like it caused her a lot of trouble, but glad to see that it seems like she's finally moved on.
Yeah, I mean, I felt really bad for her because of how Jason treated her, but then she got all sketched out when she sort of tempted him. She's a temptress.
Yeah. She started barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, and really just messing with Alex M and Elsie. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about her overall. Again, we had some fun with her when she was with Jeff. She became fun Jessica, and we all could get behind that. But, yeah, I'm not as big a fan of Home Record Jessica.
No. No. That's not fun for anyone.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll leave Jessica be Jessica B, not Jessica B. too many letters here. All right, let's talk about Taylor next. Let's say our goodbyes to Taylor. Taylor, I know we were good friends. I was in the friend group, but you know, you and I never really talked too much. But you were one of the nicer people here in Laguna, and you were never mean to me, so I appreciated that. So, Sam, what's in it for her future?
Yeah, Taylor started doing her own photography in California. She's been married to her longtime boyfriend, and she's basically more or less a wedding photographer. She has great pictures on her Instagram, or you could find her at all of the pictures at taylorcole.com. C-O-L-E.
Sweet, and you can find her on Instagram at taylorcolephoto. One full word. All right, final take on Taylor here. I thought we were going to see more of her. They kind of started off with the Talon situation, mm-hmm. but then pulled the plug on that real quick.
Yeah, it seems like Talon fizzled. Maybe they didn't think that Talon and Taylor had enough drama. They had that one big fight. They kind of concluded everything, and that was kind of it. They ended up going with the Talon and Kristen route. And all we really got was Taylor being just really good friends with Alex M. They couldn't really be broken down.
Yeah, for sure. That was a friendship that'll last, but
never waver.
Yeah. Yeah. I just was hoping for more Taylor. I felt like she had a lot of potential. Underutilized, her and Morgan S, I would say, and Cedric were the three who I could have had more of on my TV. All right, who's next? Let's talk about Alex H., or let's talk to Alex H. Let's say goodbye to her one last time.
Hey, Alex. You're a great friend, always there to kind of lay everybody straight, always provided some great advice, some great laughs. I remember how at that party you had at your house once, that crazy fiesta. How could we anybody ever forget? Good luck with everything. Good luck with everything. And then it seems like you're going to have a bright future living in Hawaii and being engaged and starting a family. Good luck.
Yeah, so Alex H., final takes here. She definitely seemed to be the glue that held everyone together, I would say. She was about, for someone who wasn't in the opening credits, she was about as crucial a character as anyone there. She was the only constant, I would say.
Yeah, she was a good, yeah, as you said, she was a good glue for the group, because when Kristen would always pick on Jessica for being with Jason, I feel like Alex H. kind of softened the blow of all that.
Yeah, and she seemed to be the only one who didn't have her own dose of drama. Like, I know, like, she hooked up with Jeff B., but, you know, that was kind of just that, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. She was always self-deprecating, like, she's not going to find anyone, blah, 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 but she knew what she was doing, just trying to play it under the radar. She knew she wasn't going to be the main star of the show.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but yeah, I guess not enough drama revolving around her. But we do have a lot of drama with the next Alex, Alex M. Let's say goodbye to her. Alex M. Powerhouse is all I've got to say. An undeniable force in terms of your personality. I would say, oh, well, I should be talking directly at her. I think you handled yourself well. You kept your integrity throughout the episode. You did not break any rules when everyone knew you liked Jason, but you waited until him and Jessica had a clean break. You stood up for yourself against Jessica when she was being shady. You stood up for yourself against Casey. And all in all, you were just, you know, you were just badass all throughout. So I will miss seeing Alex M. on the TV. What's in it for her future, Sam?
Yeah, it looks like she's going to help run her own business with one of her great friends, Morgan. And she did have a small stint in musical career and acting career.
Ooh.
But it looks like she kind of chose a different path at the end of the day.
All right. Well, we're still cheering for her. And now, you ready? Well, two more. And I'm sure
final goodbyes.
I'm sure the good people can guess who they are. Let's start off with our boy Jason.
Hey, man. Hi. I love you, bro. Keep it real. As I said in your yearbook, suds not duds. Keep it up, big stud.
All right, and what's in it for his future, the positive ones?
He ends up being on the hills.
Yep.
And
got into some stuff.
Yeah, had you know, some ups and downs, a crazy road, but eventually getting a family together, and they're expecting their first child.
Yeah, and I believe he's doing a speaking tour now about addiction and all that good stuff. So Jason ending up being a very positive force. So nice. Nice redemption story there, considering what he went through. But, you know, that doesn't mean he's exempt from our criticism when we watch him on the hills. So, Jason, still, you know, we'll still talk about your younger self a little bit.
Everybody's fair game.
Yes. All right, one more person, the star of the show, the queen. Yes, queen, Kristen. what do we gotta say to her? I'm kind of nervous. I'm afraid of her. She scares me.
Yeah. Hey, Kristen. From the both of us, we're still scared of you. But you seem like you are a great friend. You're always there. You always try to lead your friends in the right direction, no matter how harsh you might be. Glad you had a great year. Good luck to you.
Okay, so final takes on Kristen here. I am going to stick my neck out here and say, I know earlier in the season we were trying to gauge how mean she was, but we stopped that because she didn't seem as mean as I thought she would be.
No, I think she was definitely a lot meaner in season one because she was kind of fighting for something. In this, she was just basically single and kind of did whatever she wanted. And she threw all her cares to the wind, which made her a little more likable in the sense that, you know, she's not fighting with Elsie, who's usually perceived as the protagonist.
Right, and yeah, I don't know. She seemed like a nice enough person, is my big takeaway from her. And another one is that she was really positioned as sort of the main star on this one, but I don't know, I think it was evenly spread out through between her and all the other people that I couldn't really pick her as like the center of the show. It seems like Elsie even overshadowed her this season.
Yeah, I mean, she just didn't bring enough drama other than like she just clearly would say that she didn't like people and that would kind of get on people's nerves. But she didn't really have any guy drama other than like a little bit with Steven, but that's just typical. And then other than that, I mean, Talon kind of, but that ended up fizzling at the end. Like, we didn't really see anything about them after prom. So, all good in my book.
Yeah, so, any final word on the cast here before we take a little break? But, I mean, I thought we were nervous coming into this. We were very attached to season one cast, but I think season two delivered.
Yeah, it seemed like it would end up being a more well-rounded season.
Yeah, and they also had like twice as many episodes.
Yeah, they got a little more. They got a little more detail. The people were probably a little. The characters were developed a little bit better. Editing was a lot better. I remember when we first started this, we talked about how bad the editing was.
Right.
Yeah, storytelling got a lot better.
Yeah, there's still some question marks over the timeline and what thing happened before others, but all in all, pretty solid story. But we'll talk more about the seasons as a whole and the show as a whole in our actual finale. But for now, let's take a quick break and we'll give out some awards after some more Hanson. Alright, welcome back, and as is tradition on this podcast, on the season finale, we are giving away some awards, and we got a ton of awards to give out, and let's just rapid fire this. So first, who gets best kiss for you? In the tradition of MTV, of course, we have to give this award.
To two people. I'm giving the best kiss to Alex M. and Jason after winter formal.
Ooh. Nice.
I think it was just like pretty standard, but I thought it was kind of funny that they were kind of beefing and then they ended up hooking up anyways. And they were just like kind of, oh yeah, whatever. It was just so chill, funny moment, like getting back with an old ex. Classic high school.
Yep. All right, and mine is going to be a little different. Mine is going to Kristen and Jeff B. at the Fiesta.
Nice. Out of the nowhere, dark horse.
I know. It was just like the least cringy kiss for me. There were some intense kisses between Jason and Jessica that were almost unwatchable. Same with Jason and LC. But I think this one was fun. It was inconsequential. They were both super drunk. And I just thought it was a nice, funny moment. All right. Moving on from people getting along and kissing to people fighting, we might have the same answer for this. Best fight.
Does it count physically or emotionally?
Arguments, fist fights, whatever you want.
Best, more or less, fist fight, I'm going with Alex M. and Jessica in Cabo.
Yep.
But, however, my best emotional fight is Jessica and Jason on that back of that patio.
Oh, good call.
When just, like, they are arguing back and forth, and it just made zero sense, and Jason was just like, you're angry. And she was like, I'm not angry. Like, just trying to, it was comedy gold.
Yes. You gotta pick one. Are you going physical, or are you going emotional?
You know, now I'm going with the emotional.
Oh, good call, good call. So that's two awards for Jessica already from you.
She might be cleaning up.
For Jason, sorry. Not Jessica. And
yes.
I'm going to go with Alex M. and Casey fighting at the beach because of the rumor. Because that was so intense and so wild.
And then we got nothing out of it other than, like, them just making up at the end.
Right, but I just love the, just forgive, don't forget. And just Casey pretty much forcing Alex M to forgive her without apologizing is just one of the best non-apologies I've ever seen.
I mean, it's a smart move. I'm going to have to start using that.
All right, next category here. Most surprising moment.
Most surprising.
I can go first if you want.
Yes, please.
All right, my most surprising moment will be the emergence. Well, it's a moment, so I will narrow it down to my best kiss, Jeff B. hitting the trifecta, if you will, for lack of a better term, of the Kristen, Alex H., and Jessica trio.
I didn't even think about that. Nice.
So Jeff B., the most surprising moment was when he completed it by kissing Kristen.
Oh, nice. I want to go with my most surprising moment is when Elsie and Jason, like, it was at her party, and then he showed up with his crew, and then they started, like, flirting and stuff. I'm going to say that's a surprising moment. Because nobody, as everybody said, nobody was expecting it, and very confusing.
Yes. Yeah, that was... I mean, that's a nominee, I think, for our next category for me. But the most awkward moment, who would you say... Which moment do you say was the most awkward?
I'm going to go with the most awkward moment is when Elsie and Jason were fighting after the fashion show. Just to even be, like, in that area where he's, like, hammered and she's, like, trying to, like, explain to him he's not, like, comprehending, and it's just the whole cheating and all that stuff, very awkward for me.
Yeah, mine's going to happen a little after that, but mine would have been the phone call with Dieter, Jason, Cedric, and Jessica.
Well, Jason had also said hi when he was supposed to be quiet. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That. So Jason again, he's pulling out all the stops here, winning. He's Adele-ing these awards.
He's your boy.
Yeah. All right. Next stop. Let's think of some fond memories, and let's give the award for our favorite scene. Which was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was when Kristen and Steven went on a date in San Francisco. And then
the fireworks.
When they had the fight, and then when Steven had gave her his the trash that they had, and then she was like pissed off, and like he had it like as it was hanging out the window. That's probably my favorite scene.
All right, my favorite scene, and I think this is my favorite scene of either season, is Jessica sitting outside of the winter formal waiting just alone, and then her name popping up at the bottom right corner just to really rub it in that she's the one sitting alone outside.
The emergence of sad Jessica.
Yes. Oh, she was very sad. And I guess it's between that and when she was waking Jason up in the car.
Oh, yes.
In the limo.
Great. Story. Great scene. Great. Just so pissed off at 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Now let's hone in on the characters. Who would you say was the most misunderstood character?
I think the most misunderstood was Casey.
Okay.
Just because she didn't necessarily fit in where she had friends, and then maybe she was trying to make too many friends in one, and then it ended up backfiring on her with Alex M. So I think we just didn't get enough of Casey to fully understand where she's coming from, or fully understand what the whole situation happened when they got in a fight.
Yeah, I feel like they also hyped Casey up a lot in the beginning of the season, like the first couple of episodes, and then we really didn't get much of her.
No, not at all.
And she had the makings of like a great villain too, but not really much.
Nope, didn't happen.
Yeah, mine would be I'm gonna go with Kristen for all the reasons that we talked about with her earlier, when everyone sort of was standoffish with her because people thought that she was a giant bee in apartment 23. And
shout out.
That show was misunderstood. That show was very misunderstood. That's for the spinoff podcast. The podcast on apartment 23. But yeah, I mean, everyone thought that she was mean, but she, I think, was nicer than people gave her credit for. All right. Next one, most disliked character. Who rubbed you the wrong way this season?
Not necessarily fully disliked, but I'm going to say just go with Talon. Since I just had to pick somebody. He played the defense, both sides of the fence, too much. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I'll co-sign that and we can move on to the next. the next category here is the character you wanted to see more of.
The character I want to see more of is the redheaded kid who went with Taylor to prom.
What was his name? Oh, dang.
I think it wasn't Jeff, but it was like Mike or something like that. But he brought a lot of spunk, and I don't think we saw enough of him.
True. Yeah, he could have been a nice little, like, him and Jeff could have provided real good humor there.
Yeah, like they could have at least been like at more of the parties and did something crazy in the background.
Yeah, I was going to say they could have easily been the Dieter and Polster of this season, sort of just there with some jokes in the background. Yeah. That's a good call. I'm going to go with, I think, the most obvious answer of all this, Morgan S., obviously. And maybe, like Alex, Lauren H., she just didn't have enough trauma going around her. All right, a couple more here. We're getting into the meat of the awards, the primetime awards. Best supporting character, who gets?
I wonder if we're going to pick the same person, but I'm going with Alex Lauren H.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. We're calling it the Alex Lauren H. Award.
Yeah, she's emotionally supportive, and she brought some content too. Not a full to be a headliner, but she brought a little action there.
Yeah, again, the glue that bound everyone together. And finally, our last award, who is your MVP? MVP of the season.
I'm going to go with My MVP is Alex M. Just from, she brought drama, she brought friendship, she brought a little musical talent. well, she did.
Yeah, it's just funny that you added that too. All like, around player.
Yeah, a five category character right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree, and this is gonna be a unanimous award. Alex M is the MVP of the season. For all the reasons that you mentioned, for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier, I think that she stole the show from Kristen. And she had a late start, too, because we didn't really see her until episode 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Because we were looking for her earlier on. And, you know, she came in with a flash, with a big bang, and, yeah, she brought some drama. She got into fights with people, and I would say she won every fight that she was in. Not just from an optics perspective, but even from the position that she took, she was in the right, I would say, for all of them. She was probably the most talented singer that we saw in both seasons. Although competition, not that.
It wasn't there. Fierce, but
yeah. But yeah. Alex M, trophy coming from Sam in the mail. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. We just ran out of forever stamps, so we got to re-up on those.
Ah, dang. If you want to support us, patreon.com/comingcleanpod. We can use some forever stamps. But yeah, I mean, would you have expected Alex M to be the MVP when we first started this journey?
Oh, not at all. I thought Kristen was just going to pull ahead and just be in like the ringleader and causing way more drama than she did, but it just didn't really happen. It's crazy to think back that I guess we're really relying on season one Kristen.
Right. And the Hills really probably.
And the Hills. And yeah. We just didn't get that in her own season.
Yeah, especially even when they were setting up this season on episode 1, she kind of brushed over Alex, or Kristen, the narrator, brushed over Alex M. And I thought she was targeting Taylor. That's why I thought Taylor or Casey were going to be the ones to sort of be the main adversaries for Kristen. But Alex M, show stealer, season stealer, well-deserved MVP of the season. And speaking of finales, we got one last special head-to-head round with a special guest of Today in History after this quick break. My heart is a weapon, my mind's electric. I'll shock the world when you least expect it. Everybody's betting on the big guy, but don't underestimate the sting of the butterfly. Oh, because and welcome back to the number one NPR game show, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Just kidding. This is trivia time. It's 1,000 times better than Wait, Don't Tell Me. They suck. Whoa. So
today we're playing Today.
Why are you beefing with NPR?
I don't know, because they're on our block and we're taking over. Because we're playing Today in History, which is we've been playing for about 23 weeks, 25 weeks. I lost count.
Haven't they been going for like 23 years?
Well, it doesn't matter. We're still there. So today is our finale. We brought in our resident email to help settle the score because we've gone back and forth even number of weeks, and there's only 2 people in this game show, so we had to bring in the third. And we're going over November 14th, 2005. Currently, Marty is leading 19 to my 15. So basically, I have to go perfect on this last couple of questions. So Connor is going to lead us off with 5 questions, and then we'll go back and forth, and whoever gets the most will take the victory.
Yeah, so it's going to be similar format to last season. Someone's going to have control. Connor's going to give us a category. We decide if we play or pass. It's winner's ball. And I'm leading right now, so I'll have the power of choice, I guess. Connor, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys.
Oh, that's
sexy. I have my NPR tote bag with me, along with my trivia questions.
Yeah, those are for all our guests that have come along. How has your mood been? Are you still emotional?
Yeah. Laguna Beach makes me emotional.
True. Everybody is leaving to go on to college, and it's an emotional time.
Yeah. I don't know how we deal. But Connor, hit me up with the first category.
All right. This is music.
Ooh. You know, I'm gonna hand it over to Sam to give him a chance here.
Well, good thing I studied it in college.
One class doesn't count.
I took music history as well, and I'm no expert. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Well, let's do it. First question. Kanye West found himself at the top of the music charts on this day in 2005. Thanks to this popular song, which featured an Oscar winner.
Is it Gold Digger by Jamie Foxx?
That's correct.
This song has been on all season long. It's been the number one song
Hence
for
the
18 weeks. Yeah. That's crazy. It wasn't even that good of a song.
She'd take money.
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah. All right, Sam. What's your next category? Well, I guess, Connor, what's Sam's next category?
So the next category is geography.
Perfect. Oh, Sam, play or pass?
I'm going to have to... Ooh.
Ooh.
This is a lot of power.
Some nice dead air here.
I'm going to have to pass on this one. No, probably not.
All right. Hit me. For the win.
Around what?
For the win.
Exactly. Around 20,000 protesters rallied in the city of Baku on this day to keep up pressure to overturn a disputed parliamentary election.
Wait, hold on. Before you finish that question, if you get it wrong, do I get a point?
No, you get to steal.
Okay. Then proceed.
Before you were rudely interrupted, Mr. Host.
I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
Around 20,000 protesters rallied in the city of Baku on this day in 2005 to keep up the pressure to overturn a disputed parliamentary election. Baku is the capital of what country?
Baku.
Baku is spelled B-A-K-U.
Ethiopia.
Incorrect.
Sam, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Nicaragua.
No. Also incorrect.
Oh, whoops.
The correct answer is...
Oh, damn it.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, there you go.
It's not even a country.
That's a country.
It's not.
Shouts to the citizens of Azerbaijan, the land of fire.
Thank you for listening.
Azerbaijan.
All right, Sam, you still have control and
the
ability to tie. Yeah.
Hit me.
All right. This is a business question.
I'll take it.
Businessman.
I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
Businesswoman.
The billionaire Koch brothers acquired the maker of Brawny paper towels and other consumer products on this day in 2005 for $13 billion.
Damn.
Name the acquired company whose name combines one of our American states and one of the world's oceans.
One of our world's states.
Oh, I think I can take this.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's getting in my head. Is it? Yes. Is it Bell Atlantic?
It is not Bell Atlantic.
What the hell state is Bell?
Bell is a future state. It was lost. Like Atlantis.
It was off the coast of Maine. The original 14 colonies, but they don't talk about that anymore.
I'm from the Northeast. I should know these things.
Is it? No, I was just kidding that I actually knew it. I was just trying to get into your head. Well, I'm going to go with state. I'm going to go with the Pacific Ocean. And I'm going to go with Georgia. Georgia Pacific?
It is the Georgia Pacific Corporation.
That's not a real company.
Wow.
So I guess I did know it. I knew there was a Georgia Pacific somewhere. I just wasn't sure if it was the same one. All right. So I have sealed the victory, but we're going to give Sam some brownie consolation points if I decide to pass. Connor, hit me with the next subject category.
All right. It is a sports question.
Ooh. I'll pass it. I'll pass it. I'm a nice guy.
All right. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays announced they were hiring a new manager on this date in 2005. While he reached a World Series with the club, he didn't capture the World Series trophy until last year. Who is he?
Is it Joe Madden?
It is Joe Madden.
Yes.
Not to be mistaken for John Madden. Or Joe Montana, who is also a state. We're an association. All right, Sam, one more question, and you can... What's the score now? 20 to...
I can lose by one? Nope, I cannot lose by one.
You can lose by two?
Yes.
So it's 20 to 17? All right, one last question.
Not about who wins or loses, it's about who has fun.
Yeah, exactly, and I've had a lot of fun.
I've had zero fun over these past 24 weeks.
That's heartening. Okay. The last question, also a sports question.
I will take it.
You have no choice. On this date in 2005, this basketball player made history at the time by becoming the youngest player to reach 4,000 points in the NBA. He was just 20 years and 318 days old at the time.
Damn.
Who was he?
I guess pretty good.
Adam Morrison was a great player.
Go Gonzaga.
Is it LeBron James?
It is, in fact, LeBron James.
He sounds so unsure.
LeBron James.
I wasn't sure when he came into the league.
LeBron James.
They came in 2003, right?
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well then, it's 2-0.
Tried to get you there.
2-0 for the seasons. Looks like I got you there, buddy.
Don't worry, we're getting to the hills. I'll lock that down.
Yeah, 2006 through 2010 are your years?
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse.
The college years. And we're going to have more of our resident emo, I'm sure, for the hills. I hope so. He's got some hot takes about our boy Spencer, but...
Oh.
All right, special thanks again to our hashtag Resident Emo. You can find him at... Where can they find you?
ResidentEmo.
Connor W. Golden on Twitter.
Connor W. Golden on Twitter. You can say
Connor W. Golden on Instagram.
Oh, also the Instas.
And... Connor W. Golden on MySpace.
All right, don't forget to say hi and use the hashtag ResidentEmo to say hi to our boy Connor. Show him the love. We're showing him some love. Thanks for stopping by season 2. That's a wrap. We're gonna jump in to Right Off Into the Sunset after this break. But first, here's some more Hanson. I'm right, and that song was I Was Born by Hanson. You can listen to more of them wherever you stream music, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, all that good stuff, or download their new record on iTunes. And also, they're on tour. Check out www.hanson.net for tour dates, and follow them on the social media at Hanson Music. Sam, speaking of following people, where can the good people follow us?
Yeah, please find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We love your support on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can always email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this pod. Get the word out there.
As always, thank you to our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, California and California Part 2. Sam, tell the good people what to remember to do.
Rep the rad.
Worldwide peace. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass, drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino in my speedo.